KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic as planned at all times can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The March meeting was held tonight at 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center. The next one will be held on Tuesday, April 15th at the same time, same place. Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center at 7 o'clock, 106 Schuyler Street. Everybody is welcome to attend. If you would like to pick up a net, or a regularly scheduled net, sometime, anytime during the week, please give somebody in the club a shout and we'll set that up for you. Should you be waiting for the net to start and nobody picks it up after a couple minutes after the top of the hour, feel free to pick it up yourself. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2LNZ. Hi, Jeff.
KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight? We might have got stepped on by that Rochester repeater. Let me try it again. KA2ZNZ, Jack, what's up?
Good evening, Jeff, everybody on board. I didn't really hear anybody else. All I heard was Rochester. And let's see, we're about 33 degrees. We've gotten up pretty good through the day today, close to 40. It was a very nice day, nice sunny day. It was a good day for me to come out of the hospital. I was in the hospital for a couple of days. I had a procedure done, so we're back home tonight and glad of it. 7-3 is all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack, well, I hope you're feeling better and hope everything went okay there in the hospital, and glad that you're back. And thanks for checking in. And yeah, it wasn't a bad day out. It could be better, of course, but it was nice to be able to go out there and not instantly freeze to death there. So hopefully we'll get some more warm weather here this week. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI Mobile.
KC2WI Beat Mobile, what's going on tonight?
Well, I stopped in the store quickly in Boonville after the meeting, and I just stopped here at lock 96 and put gas in my vehicle with gas in my snowmobile gas tank and gas in the gas can, and I don't have to run eye test in the snowmobile, but I like to run no ethanol, or at least minimize the ethanol content, and particularly when I put it in a gas can, because it might fit, although I don't think so. I think I'm going to be riding. But anyway, so some of it was high-priced no ethanol stuff here, which actually is a real good price here at lock 96. I think it's like 406 or something. And half of it was just regular gas, so, but I think it was about $60 worth of gas. So I'd hate to have a car that really got crummy mileage. This one isn't too bad, even pulling the trailer, but it's not great. And it's cold, clear, and boy, I hope it doesn't rain. I don't mind if it gets nice and cloudy and doesn't melt any more snow on the trail. The woods is okay, but boy, that sun, you know, it doesn't take very long. Anything exposed to the sun, and if it's a little thin to start with on a south-facing hillside, it's gone. Notice that in Boonville there on by the side of the road there, you know, where they go by the fountain and that. That gets the sun pretty good in the afternoon. And, of course, the roads are all clear and all that. So, I got to go home and crank up the wood stove and get off of that fuel oil, which, of course, has been running while I've been gone. Only good thing is I turned the temperature down to about 55, so it isn't quite so bad. Although when it's below zero, you know, even keeping it at 55 is not, it takes a little energy. And it's pretty nice out though. I mean, it's clear, the stars are out and all that. And you know, it's kind of nice. So I guess we're going to have another fairly cold night. Anyway, KC2WI.
Yeah, well, we'll see here. It's supposed to get up into 40 tomorrow, I hope. Well, it looks like we might get a little rain there. Well, we'll see. I don't know. I'm ready for the snow to go. I know you guys are. We all like it there. And, you know, obviously you have fun there with the snowmobile, but I'm ready to go back out in the woods hiking where there is no snow and getting a bunch of projects done out there at the camp. So, all right, Pete. Yeah, the meeting, it was a good meeting tonight. We added two new members, which was good, and 5AOW, and the other fellow's name, boy, I'm having a brain cramp here, and I can't even remember his call sign. We had another gentleman join, too, so two new members tonight, and I'd like to see some more. In fact, if anybody's interested, you know, please contact us in the club here. We'll get you in. All right, Pete, you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
Good evening, Jeff.
Out at 27 degrees. Got some more work to do out in the shop, so gotta get back to work.
Okay, there was two there. KC2MBU said he was in and out, and then we have Bill. You guys doubled there for a second, so or Bob. I'm gonna have to pick one name here. I know he goes by both. I'm gonna have to pick one and stick with. I think I'm gonna stick with Bill because I think it's too late for me to change my mind on that. So N5AOW, Bill, what's going on tonight?
Oh, not much, Jeff. Just want to say hi and hi to everyone on frequency and enjoy it. It was a good evening. Nice meeting, nice turnout, and happy to be a part of the club, really, and great group of people. I don't think you can ask for any better, and everyone trying to do their part. And that's what makes it happen. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. And Bill is fine. If you like Bill better, you use Bill. That works for me. KD2AIT and 5AOW.
Alrighty, Bill. Well, welcome to the club, and we look forward to seeing you at the meetings and functions. And yeah, it's good to get more members, you know. The club's gotten smaller over the years, but it doesn't have to be that way. So it's good that we grew a little bit this month, and see if we can get some more members for next month. Well, we'll see. All right, well, you have a good evening there, and hopefully the snow won't melt too fast up where you are, but hopefully it'll melt. All right, you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later there, Bill. All right, see, Ray said he was in and out, so we'll do another call out here. This is KD2AIT. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I had to work today, and then we had the club meeting here tonight, and we had, like we've been saying here, we had a good meeting, and a good turnout. I think it was 9 or 10 people, I can't remember, which is a good turnout for, you know, as of lately. And we haven't really had a meeting since, I don't know if you count the Christmas party as a meeting or not, which I couldn't attend that party anyway. It was right the last weekend of hunting season, so I was pretty much wrapped up there that weekend, as I recall. And the boys, I think my son's birthday party was that same weekend. So, but it was good to get everybody together again, and hopefully we'll the next meeting, which is in April, will not be affected by any kind of winter weather. But so at the rate we're going, though, we'll probably still have 4 feet of snow on the ground by the time that meeting rolls around. But let's see. Well, we can hope that by April 15th, a lot of this is gone. All right, are there any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT.
AC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, maybe before the snow goes away, we could still get up and do a snowmobile ride around camp there and go down that trail we were talking about and stuff.
Maybe, I just don't know when it's going to be. I got a party this weekend we're throwing here at the house, and I got some guests here for the weekend, so then I won't get another chance until the weekend. It'll be two more weekends away because I got to work that whole basically 2 weeks straight. So, I am open for the suggestion, but I really like for it to be melted significantly by then in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I didn't quite get 100% of that. Kind of noisy here. I don't know why. Shouldn't be that bad. I do have the thing on the hood, but it's a big antenna. Anyway, well, I got to catch up on work too, but by golly, I'm going to try and definitely going to get more out winter recreation in here between snowmobiling or just good time of year for snowshoeing and stuff like that too when it gets warm. Maybe when it's not good enough for snowmobiling, but you know, there's still snow in the woods. And you can go out and be comfortable. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, KC2WA.
Okay, Pete, well, we'll see where it stands here, and you never know, I might get that, I might get next weekend off, so we'll see. Mine depends on my wife's schedule. When she has to work, if I'm going to have to be home, with the kids here, then usually I just say, well, I'm going to work too, and, that way I can take other time off when I want. So, we'll see. We'll see what our schedule is there next week. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service now. Return the frequency radio amateur use. Excuse me. I'd like to thank Jack, Pete, Bill, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
KC2NBU, thanks for checking in. Is there any further stations for Octon tonight?
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening. I have no traffic.
And 5AOW, no traffic.
Okay, we have November 2, November Bravo X-ray, and N5AOW. Good evening to both. This is KR2RA for Octon, looking for additional check-ins.
I have a question for you.
It's WBX, isn't it? Whiskey, Bravo X-ray.
There you go.
Yeah, I was thinking one thing and wrote another. Now, I know your call. You've been checking in for a long time. I don't know why I did that. Okay, any other stations for Octon, please call. This is KR2RA for Octon. One more call for Octon, Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net this evening. Pardon the show here, have a little bit of a cold, voice a little squeaky. Any other check-ins for Octon? Okay, nothing heard, and I thank the three of you that did check in. 73, have a good night. K Okay, 2RA clear.